Spengler was wrong, that the West can indeed define its interests, defend them, demonstrate freedom, democracy, free enterprise as the hope of the future. Again, on behalf of my family, I'm deeply grateful. I look forward to working with Secretary Shultz, Cap Weinberger, Bill Casey, and further stewardship of the President's program. Thank you.
Mr. President, what about Jean Kirkpatrick? What will happen to her now? And can you tell us who will represent you in the Middle East?
May I say that there was a lot of speculation and declarations that were based again on those faceless and nameless sources. Jean Kirkpatrick is ambassador to the United Nations. She continues there as ambassador to the United Nations, where she has done, I think, as magnificent a job as anyone who has ever held that post, and probably more so than most. And she is invaluable in what she's doing.
You're not offering her another post here in Washington?
Jean is continuing as ambassador to the United Nations.
What about the Middle East envoy's job, Mr. President?
What about
the Middle East envoy's job? Will you appoint a new envoy?
This is going to be one of my hardest tasks now because of the excellence of the job that was done by Ambassador McFarland.
You say you will appoint someone else, sir?
Well, we can't walk away as if that problem doesn't exist. It still exists, but he has done a magnificent job there.
Will you change the Marines' order at all?
Why are we letting our Marines be there to get killed every day?
Because I think it is vitally important to the security of the United States and the Western world that we do everything we can to further the peace process in the Middle East.
Do you think your Middle East policy needs any adjustment now, or are you pleased that it can continue the way it is?
Well, no one can be pleased until you finally get them at a negotiating table talking peace. But we have made, I think, progress in a spot that is vitally important to the free world. And no, we're going to continue, and I hope that we will continue what Ambassador McFarland has so successfully brought, at least to this point.
You have someone in mind, sir? You have someone in mind for that Middle East job, and when do you expect to make that announcement?
I haven't progressed that far as yet. I will be discussing things with the new National Security Advisor.
Pershing missiles being installed on schedule unless something more is added in here soon?
We have no plans to change the scheduled deployment.
When will you announce your re-election?
What?
When will you announce your candidacy for re-election?
Say, that's a change of subject, isn't it? I thought I would just leave that question to the ambassador.
Are you saying that Jean Kirkpatrick is happy in her job and all the reports are untrue, that she wanted to come back to Washington?
As far as I know, she's happy, and as I say, she has performed a great service there. I think that she has done so much for this country. She's invaluable.
Will she stay on for the rest of your term?
Everybody tells me I have to get out of here.
Will she stay on for the rest of your term?
I'm sorry.
On the record.
I'm
What do you say to that, sir? A Soviet general was quoted today, sir, as saying that if you go ahead with the INF deployment, that the Soviet Union will deploy new missiles to put the United States under 10-minute warning.
I don't exactly take a Soviet general's word as being authoritative on anything.
The President of the United States with a parting shot at the Soviet Union when he was asked a question about the deployment of the intermediate nuclear missiles in Europe. Those discussions now underway in Geneva. The Soviets making a variety of threats about what they may do if the United States goes ahead and deploys those missiles. Bud McFarlane, that's his nickname, Bud McFarlane, standing now at the podium before the assembled White House press. He is the new appointed special assistant, just assistant to the President for National Security Affairs. We're going to hear some of what he has to say about these important
issues. Situation in the Middle East. I believe that the loss of life, first of all, is unacceptable. I think we must recognize the context in which the attacks are taking place. On Thursday, there will be a conference that is oriented toward building a new confessional balance and true reconciliation. The opportunities are obvious. History makes clear that this is a very difficult thing to achieve in Lebanon. I believe honestly that because each of the parties, Shia, Sunni, Druze, Christians, understand that all of the alternatives to reconciliation are far worse, that they're going to join in a compromise, and that there is real promise that this can be a very useful outcome.
Why are they being shot at, the Marines?
Well, I think going into a session that there are some who have an interest in diminishing U.S. support. I think that's been clear from the beginning. To the extent that they think threatening, killing, will cause us to pull out, they may make efforts like this. Their expectations are wrong. And I think that that has become clear. The United States' role thus far has been vital to getting us as far as we've come. As I say, there's promise that the process now set in motion can be successful, giving us a chance to pull out not only our own forces, but those of other countries.
Do you think Syria would pull back if the Israelis pulled back even further?
The government of Syria has been very adept at speaking for itself. We have espoused the withdrawal of all foreign forces. I think the calculus which leads Syria toward that decision is one only they can make. But I think there is some basis for optimism, yes.
The interruption of your role...
That's Robert McFarlane, the president's new assistant for national security affairs, who has just served the president in the Middle East as his special ambassador to that part of the world, saying once again that the Marines will stay in Lebanon despite the killing of still another Marine today, a Marine captain. The president said essentially the same thing during the course of his discussions with the White House press today as well. Mr. McFarlane, as you can see, a former Marine, may have given up the uniform but not the bearing of that branch of the service. He is a man who, wherever he may be, if the Marine hymn is played, he stands at attention, whether it's a Washington banquet or wherever. The president also today took a parting shot at the Soviet Union, saying about intermediate nuclear missiles that he just doesn't believe much of what a Soviet general has to say about all of that. And he said he believes that Jean Kirkpatrick is happy in her job as the American ambassador to the United Nations. There have been any number of reports out of Washington that she wanted the job that went to Mr. McFarlane. At any rate, we'll have details and background on all of these stories and personalities involved tonight on NBC's Nightly News. For now, I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC News.